Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Batista makes his return, the Warrior Vince letters are leaked online, and finally we have some matches on Impact. All this and much, much more in this week's Off the Mark.
This is TNA Impact referee Brian Hebner, and you're listening to Off the Mark.
86 Productions.
Off the Mark, we are the podcast that provides the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew, he is Aaron. Let's get right into the news. So let's get right into it. What's going on with these Warrior Vince letters that were leaked recently?
So what happened? I don't know who leaked them. I actually would like to find out who it is. But regardless of that, you have a letter from Warrior and a letter from Vince that got leaked out about the big payoff, which was actually alluded to during the self-destruction of Ultimate Warrior video. And it's interesting. It's not the exact same as WWE originally portrayed it. However, though, it almost makes it sound even worse the way that Warrior came out and said, I'm as big of a star as Hulk Hogan, if not bigger, and I deserve as much as he's getting, if not more. And I got to say, at first, the letters were like, OK, I understand. I'm totally behind you. Then it just takes a turn and it goes down this Warrior path. And it's really weird. What was funny, though, was Vince's his response to it, which was, OK, I understand. I will do this for you and we'll talk about this and we'll come to a mutual agreement for this and we'll take it from there. And it was kind of interesting. I mean, what were your take on it? What was your take on it?
To me, it made Warrior seem like in best way I can say right now is that I almost want him not to be in the Hall of Fame because he made it sound like, oh, this never happened. He never said that, but he made it sound like, oh, that never happened. And I guess to me, this puts a bad taste in my mouth. Because they push to have him back and they say, hey, it's a money thing. It's a money thing. That's why we're bringing him back. I don't care now. I really don't care. I wish that he was not in the Hall of Fame. But I find it weird that it got leaked now after it was announced that he's in the Hall of Fame, that he's going to be inducted in the Hall of Fame. I guess I'm just disappointed in the whole situation. Looking back at it, he made it sound different. He made it sound like I was owed that. I am owed this. I have paid my dues. At that time, he paid some dues, but just one of those things. I'm frustrated that he did. Like he wanted back pay from WrestleMania 5. He wanted back pay from WrestleMania 6. Which okay, I'll give you that. Maybe he deserves something from 6. But not the fact that he wanted, the $550,000 and then also he wanted to be paid this back and this back and this back. To me, it just ticks me off.
And what's interesting, too, is within there are, of course, certain points that are outlined, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And Vince just gets straight to the point and he just says, here's what I'm going to do. I will do this for you. I will do this for you. And I will do this for you. And what was funny is one of them in particular, point number 3, he says effective immediately that you'll receive a higher increase and no other WWF athlete will be paid at a higher rate. And the thing I find most interesting about that is that Hogan was the man and Warrior was definitely that second man. I mean, he really was becoming that second guy. And I really feel that his ego gotten in the way of making him as big of a household name as Hulk Hogan. Because now when you think about it, I mean, you have Hulk Hogan, you have The Rock, you have John Cena, and you could have had Hulk Hogan, Warrior, Rock, Cena. And I think Warrior actually, of course, Randy Savage is always going to be in there, just like in the same way Rock, you think Stone Cold, John Cena, Randy Orton, you have the second guy in there who may not be as big, but he's still very important. And so I think that that's one of those things where Warrior could have been that guy in between Hogan and Rock. And now he's just a footnote in WWE history.
The other thing I find interesting, and I love the fact they remember the 900 number that they had.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. You remember that. That's a story for another time. But I find it interesting that he wanted to get compensated for that. You know, mm-hmm. same thing like how the whole 900 line. You know, and I guess to me, I'm so frustrated that I can't put into words every time I think about this. This bothered me all day on Monday. I can't tell you. I looked at it twice, and the second time just made me upset. Just for the simple fact that he's saying that I'm this, I'm that, I'm this, I'm that. That was bothering me. He should have just sat there. Whatever. He had too much of an ego. That's the best way to sum it all up. But anyways, let's just move on to W program for this week. So Aaron was right. I was wrong. We'll just say that right now. The whole thing.
What was that right about?
The Daniel Bryan segment at the very end of Raw last week. It was a good moment. I just find it weird that stuff came out that when I rewatched it, he looked like he was out of it. Like he, you know, had basically either he took a painkiller that made him a little weird or he had a concussion. And it turns out he did have a concussion. And there was a guy down there telling him to keep doing what he was doing because he was not going to continue the yes when he was doing it slow. Someone told him to do that. And then when he got on top of the cage, he did it again, and someone was telling him to do that. He had no idea what was going on. He even said that he didn't remember that entire moment, and that sucks because that is a moment that's going to live on, and he will not remember it except by watching it on TV because of his concussion. So, yes, Aaron, you were right. I was wrong. I'm glad I rewatched it. So there you go. So Batista makes his return really early, actually. I thought they were going to wait till the last quarter. They didn't. They did it the first quarter. So I was like, wow, you know, the 8 o'clock quarter, you know, they showed them. And I was like, what? They're not going to wait till the basically 11 o'clock to show it. But nope. They
what did you think then. Of the return?
You know, he came out and he sat there. They gave him plenty of time to do his thing. Crowd went nuts for him. That's fine and great. But it's Batista. Like, I don't think he was that big of a draw. But I think it's one of those things where he needs to thank the wrestling community, have him do one more quick run, maybe tell SummerSlam. That's fine. But it was actually kind of nice seeing him.
I don't think he should have the title, though, but that's a different subject. However, the thing I will say, I was a little surprised at, I actually felt that the crowd reaction for him returning was not that big. I'm not saying it wasn't big. I mean, the crowd was like, yay, Batista. But I'll go back to Triple H's return. To John Cena when he came back from injury at Royal Rumble, to, you know, even CM Punk coming back, you know, like when you see these returns, Rock, of course, comes to mind, Brock Lesnar. When you see these people have been gone for a period of time and then they come back, they tend to get a very big ovation. And, you know, Batista had left, I want to say shortly after we started the podcast, like maybe within a few months or it was a year, something like that. And then he left. And I gotta say the reaction was not that good. It wasn't. But let's talk about the storyline though that's going forward. He gets in the ring. He tells Orton he's coming for him pretty much. You know, he says he's coming for the belt and that's why he returned. And so, you know, he tells Orton pretty much to watch his back. Now, let's just talk about that talking point right there. Orton versus Batista. Is that something that makes you want to buy a pay-per-view? Is that makes you want to watch something live?
No way. That won't do anything for me. I think right now you have the hottest guy in wrestling being Daniel Bryan. And instead, we're going to put Batista and Randy Orton for the title, which doesn't make sense because at Elimination Chamber.
Well, hold on. You're getting ahead of yourself. They're not putting them for the title. This is a little bit of a tease. I just wanted to know if you were interested in that. You said no. I agree with you. Now, let's fast forward to another segment that happened where Batista attacked Alberto Del Rio. And this is because they were having a Twitter war, which was obviously referenced during the broadcast. Would a Batista Alberto Del Rio match interest you?
No, I think Del Rio at one point was the champion. So they're going to do a thing where Batista will beat Del Rio or something's going to happen in the Royal Rumble where Del Rio knocks the Batista out, something along those lines. That's what I think is going to happen.
I'm more interested in a Del Rio Batista match than an Orton one. And the main reason why is because these two have never fought each other. And so I think that they could put on an entertaining match potentially, especially if it's not for the title. I'm just going to throw that out there because that's very important. So, Andy, it sounds to me like you're not excited for Batista then. Is that safe to say?
Yeah, I could care less. I mean, okay, it's one thing. He came out and I was like, oh, it's cool to see him. And then he did the four corners, you know. But by the fourth corner, the crowd didn't care.
All right, Andy, I got to do a name game with you then real quick.
All right.
All right? More excited for return, was it Batista or when Brock Lesnar finally came back?
Brock Lesnar.
Okay. Batista or let's say Goldberg returned.
Goldberg.
Batista or Warrior?
Batista.
Okay, so I think I hit your threshold there. So you would be more excited for Bill Goldberg to return.
Okay, last week I would have said Warrior. But seeing the what happened with the letters.
Okay. Well, changed my opinion. Batista, Hulk Hogan.
Hogan.
Batista, Sheamus.
Sheamus.
Batista, Christian.
Great.
I mean, we've seen Christian, you know.
That's a tough one. Here's why. I like Christian.
Okay.
But Batista will be a better draw than Christian.
So here's what I'm hearing from you, though. Like, we just did a quick name game. Batista is very low on your list for people that you would be excited for them to return.
I would rather see Zack Ryder.
Well, that's different because it's you. But I got to say, I'm in a very similar boat than you. I think that Batista is not as big of a draw as WWE is going to think. And we could be proven wrong. The weeks will tell us. I wonder if he's going to be actually wrestling on live TV. Who knows? Now, Andy, let's just get back into the other big storyline that happened this week, which was Orton and Cena. It wrapped up the show and they were fighting throughout the entire arena. Did this, you know, kind of excite you at all? Did it get you kind of pumped up for the pay-per-view seeing these two go at it?
Do you think John Cena runs funny?
I think that the entire thing was really weird.
Well, when Cena came out, he's running. I'm like, that's weird the way he's running. And then I was like, all right, let's see what happens. That was the first thing that came through my mind. I was like, that guy is running like an idiot. And then the fact that Kofi Kingston was out there, I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. You know, Kofi Kingston, he's getting some props and he could have won that match. And technically Orton did. Cena comes out, starts beating up Orton. I was like, all right, this is getting kind of interesting. They go through the crowd. And then Orton runs and gets into a vehicle. Somehow he knew that was going to happen. Who was driving?
Cowboy Bob Orton.
That's who I thought. So he gets away. And then Cena comes back through the crowd. And then the entire time I was like, when are they going to cut? Like, close the show out? There were so many points where when Orton took off, they should have stopped the show then. Because when Cena came back, I was just like, what was the point of that? You know what I mean? Because I think, like, thinking storyline-wise, if they cut, that's how it ends. Oh, what did Cena do when he went back in? You know, to me, I thought that would have been
better. Yeah. Well, I thought it was a little peculiar the way that he went out there and he was in a car, and then Cena turns around. He's like, what next? Like, what do I do? I don't know. And then he walks back into the arena. He takes pictures with people on the way down.
Now,
he
that signed was kind of cool. That was kind of cool.
Well, the selfie was actually kind of funny.
Yeah.
But the rest of it, though, I was like, wow, like, this is a little weird. Like, did they just not know how to cut this? I don't understand. I'm not excited for this match at all. Like, I really am not.
I think that I would have thought differently of it if it ended or takes off. Cena turns back. He's like, I'm going to give it Royal Rumble. If he said something like that and that's how it ends, I'm thinking that's awesome. But then he just came back through the crowd. I was like, what was the point?
It didn't do anything. And I think that they just had so much time to fill because the show was, I want to say, 3 hours and like 6 minutes. Like, they, and typically they go 3 hours and like 10, you know, 15 minutes. And it was very, very quick. And I was like, wow, that's surprising. And so I wonder if maybe there was something that was going on there.
Well, but also, anyway, Andy, you know what, though, speaking of that with the show itself, I thought that there was a match that got canceled. The reason why is because they kept doing like promos. And I was like, what the heck? Why are they doing these promos? They ran one of them three times. And I think that they could have had a filler match. A 3 minute match, it would have been fine. But yeah, that's why I think a match got canceled. Anyways, so let's thank our sponsor, HostGator, Are you a blogger or a podcaster? Or you're just not happy with your web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. They offer unlimited space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and hands down the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo, see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code off the mark, you're going to save 25% off your web hosting packages. So what do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite at your web hosting costs. Also, make sure you check out Section 86 Off the Mark page and click on the banner at the top to save big on items at WWEShop.com. So let's talk about Impact Wrestling this week. This is, of course, the continuation of Genesis. And with Genesis, Kurt Angle defeats Bobby Roode in what's considered a great match.
Yeah, a really great match. I don't know why this was taped. I said it last week. It was a pay-per-view, and they did so much talking on there. This match in particular, we're going to talk about a few others, which are pretty big matches, but this match in particular should have been on last week. It should have been the main event.
Yep.
This should have been the focus of everything, and it wasn't. And I really do not understand it, because Robert Roode is, in my opinion, the best heel in the business right now.
Hypothetically, let's say the match, they started at, let's see, it would be, 10:40. They start at 10:40, show ends at 11. Mm-hmm. What if they did the match and then they couldn't stop? They instead had the match say, you know, hey, we're sorry, we can't show the entire match. If you want to go to impactwrestling.com, you can watch the entire thing or just wait till next week. We're really sorry about this, folks, and then it cuts. Would you have thought differently then? Because you didn't know who the winner was. You had to go to their website to see it.
I would say no.
Okay.
I think it would be an interesting way to try to get more people to the website or get more people to watch from every single week. But I, as a wrestling fan, would be disappointed. But I think that they might get more new people in to the business. But the hardcore would not be happy with that. Me personally. So, you know, it's one of those double-edged swords, you know, so you got to walk a fine line. But in my opinion, Robert Roode, he is the best heel in the business right now. I mean, I really feel that he is. There's no other heel out there that I go, wow, I want to see him, because not only is he awesome, but he can kick your butt and he's entertaining. And that's what Robert Roode is, the whole package right there. That's the thing I love about him. And Angle is still, I mean, he is a good wrestler. He puts on a great show. He's entertaining, and you want to see him wrestle. So kudos to them for this really great match.
You know, the only one I would actually consider that may be even close to his level would be Del Rio, because I just can't stand Del Rio.
Well, that's the thing, though. You just don't like Del Rio. I like to not like Robert Roode. Like, if I saw Robert Roode, you know, at a signing, I'd be like, dude, you are an amazing heel. You are fantastic. That's why I would tell him. Oh, if I saw Del Rio, I'd be like, so when are you retiring? By the way, can you sign this for me? You know, but I would ask him, so
hey, can we get a picture real quick? Oh yeah, when are you retiring? I just signed all your stuff and you took a picture with me and you asked me a jerk question. Be like, yeah.
Cause I would like that.
Okay. All right. I see your point that, yeah, right now, even thinking Ring of Honor, I mean, I'm even going to other organizations, dude. There's the only person I will say that I would say is even close is Matt Stryker, I think, because I didn't not like Matt Stryker, but I'd love to see him get his butt kicked. So,
well, think you know, Jericho as a heel, like heel Jericho.
He was a funny heel, though. He made me laugh. But then when he got his butt kicked, I was just like, yes. And then I was like, you dropped the title. It kind of stinks.
Okay, fine. Like heel Rock. All right. Heel Rock. Like, he was fun and he was entertaining, but you like to hate him, you know? Okay. And it's the same thing with Roode. Like, anyway, we're belaboring that point. Gunner and the Cowboy James Storm had a match for the briefcase, and Gunner actually retained, surprisingly. I thought Storm might have won, but Gunner retained. What do you think?
I hope that Gunner wrestles some unknown guy next week for it. And then that guy beats him, and then that guy cashes it in, and he removes his mask that he had on. It was AJ Styles. That would be cool. I'm just saying.
Okay.
But I don't care about Gunner. They're pushing him. That's fine. He's a younger guy. That's fine. I don't care about Gunner. Gunner, those guys are a dime a dozen. In fact, I could critique his wrestling ability in the ring and tell you there's other guys on the indies that would do a much better job than him. But that's just my opinion on Gunnar.
And I agree with you on that, that it would do a better job. But I do want to say that Gunnar as a character, I think this time around, has evolved a lot more than what he did when he was with Immortal. Because yes. that whole – what they did with him in Immortal was so stupid. He beat Ken Anderson, the champion. Why? It did nothing for him. It did absolutely nothing. It was a dumb storyline that they had going. This time around, he's vulnerable. He has lost. But they put him in a very interesting storyline, and therefore him as a character is more entertaining and interesting. I've said interesting like 7 times in a row now. I apologize for that. But it is. And so even though I don't care for Gunnar as much, he has grown on me a lot more than I would have had expected. So, Andy, I got to ask you what you think about the X title getting thrown around. So Austin Aries had it. He won it from Chris Sabin. Chris Sabin then won it back, and then Aries won it, and then Chris, and then now Aries has it again. What do you think? I mean, is it okay for them to throw it around?
That's what that title's meant what it's meant for, is that it can be thrown around, and not many people are going to be upset about it. They're going to be like, all right, you know, hey, he's the title holder. But then I think it's got to the point of recently – it's been thrown around too much. Now, Aries, if he keeps it until lockdown, I'm okay with it then. And then you can pass around a couple of times. That's fine. But you can't mm-hmm. do it where it gets passed around every other week or every 3 weeks or every 4 weeks. Give it some time. And this one, I think it was 4 weeks in total.
Well, they actually did it, I want to say, 3 times in the span of a month, maybe month and a half. I mean, it was a lot. It was.
Yeah, it just seemed like it was getting thrown around way too much. If Aries has it, like I said, until lockdown, or even if he keeps it until March, okay, then I'm fine. Then if he was to drop it, okay, that's fine. There's a lot of competition. I just wish that on Explosion, that title would get defended every other Explosion. But, you know, we don't get Explosion in the States, but still, it would be interesting just to have it that match or have it on, you know, ImpactWrestling.com.
Now, Andy, I got to talk to you then about the big thing that happened. Sting lost in the main event to Magnus, and which means that he lost his contract. So the rumors are going to come up right now. I mean, let's talk storyline here. First of all, is Sting done with TNA, do you think?
Yeah, Sting said he is done. That is one thing. Multiple places have been reporting it now that Sting is done.
Remember when Devon said that he was done and he came back? As part of the Aces and Eights.
That was pretty obvious, though.
No, it wasn't. It was not obvious. Oh, really? Is that why you were like, wow, I was very surprised by that?
I was surprised that he came back. Okay. I was surprised on how.
Anyway, so you think that Sting is done. Do you believe that he will be in the WWE within the next 2 months?
I think that he'll show up when we least expect it.
In the WWE.
I do not believe, because, okay, if Sting is staying with TNA, you bring him over to the UK tour. He's not going to the UK tour. If he doesn't go, there's no sense. There's absolutely no sense on him. I don't think he should stay with TNA anyways. He can make more money in 3 months in the WWE than he will make in TNA. Granted, money's probably not his biggest thing, but how would you like to do a year, maybe 2 year run with the WWE, working 3 days a week, and then you're set for the rest of your life, and then pretty much your kid's life as well? You kind of do.
You know what?
Bring him to the Hall of Fame as well.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't think that he is going to go to WWE this year.
You know what the weird part is? I know that his claim, like AJ Styles' claim to fame, is that he never went to the WWE. And you know what, Sting? That's his.
AJ Styles was in the WWE.
I'm sorry, I did that wrong. Sting's claim, what I was meaning was that Sting's claim, that's right, AJ Styles was. Okay, Sting's big claim is that he was never in the WWE. I believe that actually that'll hurt him eventually, because he's shown on stuff and they talk about Sting, but the fact that the WWE crowd's never seen him, I believe that actually could hurt him long term and put him actually in a Hall of Fame. You will have the hardcore wrestling fans that remember him, but you need him to be around and have a couple of matches. They don't have to be anything special. Have a couple quick matches. It's over with. I think for his legacy, that would be his only thing. Yeah, I never had to wrestle in the WWE. Well, that means you're never in the Hall of, their Hall of Fame, right? Yeah, I'm not, but I'm in TNA's, and TNA's probably going to fold.
Yeah, but WWE doesn't necessarily, they would put him in the Hall of Fame regardless. If Sting does not wrestle in the WWE, he will still end up in the WWE Hall of Fame. I will stake money on that bet.
Eventually, but it would, I bet you it'd be years down the road.
If he retired from wrestling today, I bet you he would be in the Hall of Fame within a couple of years.
But they've tried to get him in the Hall of Fame before, and then something happened.
But he was wrestling with, he was still wrestling though.
Mm.
So I don't know. Anyway, let's move on to our weekly topic, Andy.
Of course, we're going to talk about the Royal Rumble 2014, and we brought Doug Hahn onto the show as well. So let's talk about the match before we actually get into the Rumble. Let's first talk about Lesnar versus Big Show. Doug, are you excited to see this?
A little excited, but not really. I'm kind of worried that they're going to do another like Lesnar Goldberg kind of thing. It's going to be, oh wait, here's two big guys and go do something. The setup so far hasn't been too bad. But you know what? It is something of a big match. You know, you bring back Lesnar and you need somebody big for him to beat. So who bigger than the Big Show?
All right. And plus, I think Big Show is a better worker than what we used to give him credit for, because he can actually wrestle and he takes bumps that he never used to do. And I bet that he'll make Brock Lesnar look really good. And this is going to end up setting up some interesting storylines, even leading up to WrestleMania, where Big Show can be involved now as well. So I'm pretty happy about it. What are your thoughts on that, Aaron?
Yeah, I agree with both of you guys, so I don't want to echo your sentiments, but I got Lesnar winning this one.
All right, Doug, who do you got winning?
I have Lesnar also winning.
Yep, let's just all three pick, you know, same thing. Next, let's talk about John Cena versus Randy Orton. Aaron, what are your thoughts on this match? I know we talked earlier about the whole thing with Raw, and like we were like, what? But what do you think about the match and who's going to win it?
Yeah, I'm not excited for it. You know, we saw him at the last pay-per-view. We saw him, you know, unify the titles, which was kind of cool to see. It feels like it was forever ago, too. I mean, it's kind of crazy. It really does. But I'm not really that excited for it. It doesn't have that big fight feel. In fact, I'm actually more excited for Lesnar and Big Show, or Daniel Bryan and Bray Wyatt, than I am for these two, which that's actually not a good thing. But in this one, I got Orton winning.
All right, Doug, what are your thoughts?
I agree with Aaron. This match isn't very exciting at all. In fact, I think this could be like the opening match, and I wouldn't be surprised if they had this as the opening match and then have the loser be in the Royal Rumble.
That would be kind of cool if they did something like that, which I bet they've already set that up, but that's something we'll talk about later. But I actually am going different on this. I'm going to say John Cena wins. All right, so let's move on to Daniel Bryan versus Bray Wyatt. Doug, what are your thoughts on this match?
I think I was listening last week when you said we're talking about the Daniel Bryan turn. I really think they should have waited at least till the Royal Rumble. I had Daniel Bryan winning the Royal Rumble until they announced this match, and now I don't even think he's even going to be in it. So I thought it would have been great if it would have been him, Bray, and versus, you know, like a CM Punk or a Cena or somebody else at the end of the Royal Rumble, the final four, and then have Bray Wyatt and Daniel Bryan knock out the other two, and then Daniel Bryan knocking out Bray Wyatt to get the chance to go to WrestleMania and headline that, and then having him turn against, you know, Bray and having the full thing, and, you know, using them to get his title shot at WrestleMania. But you know what? Now that it's not, and I don't think that he's going to be in the Rumble, I really don't care about this match.
All right.
I care about it, I think, a little bit more than Doug does. The only thing is, it's not in a cage, so you know that the rest of the Wyatt family is going to get involved in the match. You know, there's nothing that's going to stop them. You know, Brian said on Raw, well, they're going to Royal Rumble. Well, who cares? Like, that doesn't stop them from getting involved in your match. I expect this one to end in a double DQ, or, you know, some sort of, you know, tomfoolery is going to happen where, you know, nobody is a real winner. But I'm a little excited for it. I think that it could be a pretty good match.
Do you think this is going to be the opening match?
I think, you know, if I was booking it, I would probably have this be the first match, because it'll probably be the most exciting one. Then you're going to have Lesnar taking on Big Show. Then you have the women's match, and then you have Cena Orton, and then you have the Royal Rumble. That's what I would do.
Well, yeah, you got to have the Royal Rumble last. I remember one year they didn't,
Last year.
Was it last year?
Nope.
Did they? Okay, yeah, no, Doug would know.
Yeah, hey, Doug, do you? I mean, it's Royal Rumble. You weren't there or anything. It's not like you were there or anything, right, Doug?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it wasn't seven rows back, you know. It was just.
Yeah, I forgot that. Actually, now I remember you went. But
hey, Doug, who do you have? Who do you think is going to win between Daniel Bryan and Bray Wyatt?
This will be Daniel Bryan. You're right. Luke Harper and Rome. What's the other one?
Rowan
are going to come out, but he's going. This is going to be it. This is going to be the defining moment for Daniel Bryan. He's going to win. He's going to knock him down. And he'll escape and get away from them or knock all three of them out. You know, and I hope that this is where they end the storyline, because it hasn't been that great for Daniel Bryan. Unless they would have continued it a little bit longer, I don't think you had enough of the turn. Like you said, the crowd was overexcited last week when he came out and he did the whole switch. But how much sweeter would it have been had it been that much longer? The anticipation of him turning. Everybody knew he was going to turn, but it seemed like a TNA story. Oh, wait, next week he turns? Okay.
Mm-hmm. I definitely agree.
Do you find it weird that they've only announced, let's see, four matches? One is a pre-show, so that you have three matches and the Royal Rumble. Royal Rumble usually takes an hour, we'll say an hour 15, just to be nice. So you're talking... Those other matches are going to have to, what, be 30 plus minutes each? If you throw a women's match in there, that's only going to cut up like 5 minutes. Do you feel disappointed that that's all they have? I mean, we've talked about the matches, basically, that they've announced that are going to happen. Aaron?
You know, I'm not disappointed. I you know, that's kind of par for the course. I think Doug will probably be fresher in his memory, but the 2013 Royal Rumble only had like four matches, right, Doug?
I believe so, yeah. It didn't have very many.
Yeah, so
it was,
I mean,
it's kind Big of Show Del Rio course. And Sheamus versus Swagger.
Yeah, I actually just pulled it up here. Del Rio versus Show, Hell No versus Road Scholars. Cena won the Royal Rumble by eliminating Ryback, and then Punk lost to The Rock. So
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there wasn't very many matches, but I only went there for the Rumble itself. That match is insane when you're right there.
Yeah. So yeah. My thoughts also, I think Daniel Bryan's going to come out on top on this one. I don't think there'll be a DQ though, but yeah. So let's just talk about the Royal Rumble. All right. How excited are you for this year's, Doug, since you went last year? So this time you got to watch it on pay-per-view. What are your thoughts on it?
I'm actually really excited about this Royal Rumble, the match itself, just because of all the kind of the intrigue going into it. It's unfortunate that Batista is announced before the Royal Rumble going into it instead of showing up there randomly. But you look at the CM Punk storyline against him versus the Authority. They've been building up the Usos versus the Shield. You have the Wyatt family. You have all these interesting storylines going into the Royal Rumble, and all these people that are, you know, pointing at each other, and you know, Alberto Del Rio and Batista pointing at each other. A long time ago, I was making the prediction that Cody Rhodes and Goldust actually might eliminate each other at the Royal Rumble, kind of like they did last Royal Rumble when Goldust came back, and starting the kind of disruption between them, and hopefully having them face off at WrestleMania. So I'm excited to see what all comes out of it. I always like the shenanigans of Kofi Kingston getting maybe eliminated and then having him somehow get back to the ring. So I am looking forward to how he's going to do it this year. And in a, I guess my upset pick of the Royal Rumble to win it all is going to be actually Kofi Kingston.
That would be an
if you had to give him Vegas odds, what would you say?
Vegas odds, it's a very, very low thing, but it's like one of those things that it's let's say even if it was like a 1 in 100 chance that Kofi Kingston's gonna win, I'll put a $10 bet on that. Just to, I mean, it is a long shot. I mean, that I'm saying that right now, it is my long shot. It's not who I think is going to win, but I kind of like the Kofi Kingston over Randy Orton thing, and I think that it could continue that to make it actually an interesting storyline at WrestleMania.
Interesting.
Nice.
Although with having the titles merged, though, I think that it would be – I think they're going for kind of that really big marquee person. But I do want to – I agree with you, Doug. I'm actually really excited for this year's WrestleMania, a little more so than last year, because last year the one thing I didn't like about it was – John Cena, it was pretty much predicted to win. I you know, you could probably go back and listen. I think all three of us said John Cena is going to win this. It's his to win. And this year, I think that all three of us will probably say it'll be Batista. However, though, it's not set in stone. And I think that it's something where there are a few people that you could say this person could win. You know, you could say Batista. If Daniel Bryan is in there, you could say him. You could say CM Punk. There are a few other people that you could say. I think that they could win the Royal Rumble. And that makes for a more interesting storyline. So I agree. I think I'm more excited for this year for sure.
Now, Doug, will you look to see what the Reddit user Dolphins predicts?
No, I will only check what he does after the pay-per-view, because I like to have my predictions. I'd like to try to have the WWE surprise me with things. And I mean, I don't mind going back and looking and going, oh, okay. Yeah. He got that writer. Oh, they must've changed something last minute to do it. It's spoiling the whole pay-per-view to know what happens, before it goes there. And especially for something to be live like that. I'd rather, you know, let's see what happens and then go back and say, oh, wow, that's kind of cool. You know, I love looking back at, you know, when we make our picks, you know, I love listening to the, you know, going back and listening to it again and going, haha, I can't believe, you know, made a stupid decision in picking, you know, Orton over Cena or something like that.
All right. So, Aaron, who would you like to see as a surprise entrant if you could have anyone?
If I could have anybody.
Yes.
AJ Styles.
Realistically.
It'll probably be Jericho. I mean, he'll probably be the big name that'll return. I don't see Kevin Nash. I think that Kevin Nash can't even wrestle anymore. I don't think he can even do anything anymore. So, I would say my money, I like for people who will show up or have a very good chance to, Chris Jericho.
All right, Doug, who's your surprise entrant?
I actually have three of them, and I think they have to come in as a group. It's going to be
three-man band.
Scott Hall, DDP, and Jake the Snake Roberts.
All right. I agree.
We'll call them the rehab crew.
Oh, jeez. I'll agree with you with Jake the Snake. I do believe that he will make a comeback and he'll be in the Royal Rumble. The one that I think everyone's forgetting about is Sheamus.
Oh, yeah. Duh.
I didn't forget about him. I just don't think he's going to be the.
You don't think
he's not my biggest surprise back.
All right. I think it's Jake the Snake, but I think Sheamus, and I think that I wouldn't be surprised if Christian makes a comeback. I would like to see Shelton Benjamin, even though he stated that he can't wrestle because he's getting some surgery done. I would rather see him go in there take an awesome bump for some reason.
What about Evan Bourne?
Evan Bourne can come back. That won't be that big of a surprise to me. If he comes out first, so it's Bourne and CM Punk, it would be good because they've wrestled. Yeah, if it was Punk, then Evan Bourne came out. They wrestled for a while, not in WWE, but in the Indies. They could put on a decent match if they said, do whatever you want for 2 minutes.
Now, Andy, I got to ask you, who do you have winning the Royal Rumble?
I actually have Daniel Bryan winning it still. He's not announced.
He may not be in the match. So if Daniel Bryan does not win, who's going to win?
This is a tough one. Because realistically, I don't think there's like a single person that you could say, oh, he's definitely winning. Look, last year we all knew Cena was going to win. But this year's different. I just want to double check because it has to be someone that's already been announced. And I think it's going to be a surprise. I could see Batista winning it. I could see Big E winning it, but I don't want him.
Really?
I don't want him to do it. I don't want him to win it yet. Maybe next year. CM Punk's one of those wild cards. he could win it, but then what are they, you know, do you want to push him that far? You know what, dude? I'm just going to say it right now. Daniel Bryan's going to win it.
Okay, so even if he's not in there, he's going
to
win it.
One word. Okay, if he's not in there, then okay. If I had to pick one, Daniel Bryan's going to win it, but if not, then it'll be Batista.
Okay. So and Doug, what do you think?
My long shot to win is Kofi Kingston. I actually am going to say Roman Reigns wins it all.
Interesting. I know they've been pushing him. I mean, do you think that they're going to have him break away from the Shield already?
I don't know if it'll be a breakaway from the Shield, but my final four is going to be a CM Punk, Batista, Roman Reigns, and trying to look around. And then I'm going to say it's going to be one of the people that have not been announced yet.
Okay.
Probably a Sheamus. I would imagine Sheamus is going to be the 30th person to come out. I do see CM Punk making it to the final four, but he's going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't think he'll make it that far. I would say 22.
I don't know. I think it'd be interesting to see CM Punk's going to be number one. I want to see Dean Ambrose be number two, and then Seth Rollins be number three, and have him. He's not going to eliminate either of them, but he's just going to get one. It's going to be one of those things where he gets knocked around the most. And then you're going to have somebody come out and save him, like a Big E Langston, somebody else that's come out to help him, or one of the Usos will come out. And eventually, you know, later on, Roman Reigns will come out. You know what? I'm going to say Roman Reigns comes out on the 27th, because that seems to be the lucky winner for whoever, or the most who has won the Royal Rumbles, entry number 27.
Mm-hmm. What if Kane came out at number 26 and then eliminated CM Punk?
Well, I think that's something like that.
He gets his one elimination to tie Shawn Michaels.
Exactly.
I got to say, I think that Batista is going to be the one who wins. You know, I think that they've, you know, kind of scripted that a little bit, almost too much. But if Daniel Bryan is in there, I believe Daniel Bryan will win. And I believe because he is so hot right now that you have him, you know, win the Royal Rumble. And, you know, you put him on a trajectory to win the big one at WrestleMania, really solidify himself as a main event player, someone who can potentially take over take over John Cena's spot. And I think that's, you have the opportunity to do it here. I really do. But it's a matter of actually doing it and following through with that. So, but I think WWE, I think that they have a lot of money invested in Batista. So that's why I'm going to say I think that Batista is your 2014 Royal Rumble winner.
But think of it this way. You've invested into Batista. But who's hot right now? Daniel Bryan.
Oh, Daniel Bryan.
Why cool his Jets again? You've cooled it a couple of times already. And then you failed this last time when you tried to cool his Jets. He's over. Why ruin that? Put Daniel Bryan, have Daniel Bryan versus Orton for the title at WrestleMania. That's all you have to do. That's why if Batista wins, I can consider the entire Royal Rumble a bust. Now, if Roman Reigns wins, I'm a little weird about that. I think he's too soon as well, but we'll see.
Like I said, Daniel Bryan is my number one. If he's not in the match, though, then it's Batista. So I'm in the same boat as you, Andy.
All right. Anyway, so that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at AltamarkAid6. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank all of our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And for Doug Hahn and Aaron Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.